one of the topic that really keep me thinking all the time is lopa. And when we were sitting under the Sri Mahabodhi, and we make, I don't know what to call, a wish. After we did the prayer and the bintang, when you make a wish, if you make more than one wish, would that be considered lopa?
What is lopa then?
Is the one thing
at this moment, is that lopa or no lopa at all?
To me, there is
about
wanting to learn
with attachment or non-attachment, non-attachment or attachment. In order to know whether it's lopa or not, because other reality is very similar to it. Chanda is interest, not attachment.
But in the case of wishing for something in front of the Bodhi tree, that would be lopa.
Can you tell the others moment? Because now we'd like to understand lopa itself better. For example, it can be just attachment to anything. It's not just only the moment of making a wish, but any moment of being attached unknowingly sometimes, because it's not so strong. Like now, no attachment at all, or some attachment to something in between kusala moments.
Well, isn't it almost all the time seeing there's attachment so fast, seeing, hearing, there's attachment almost all the time.
So we better know or understand lopa as it is, not just only making a wish or two.
So the atithan is wishing.
Resolution.
I think the way you use it in Thai, it is like a prayer. Different way, but in Pali, adhitana is a parami, to decision, determination, to go on developing kusala and understanding, like the bodhisattva did. Firm, very firm, to persevere.
Then could you please go a little bit deeper on the chanta?
The interest. It can arise with kusala or akusala, citta. Are you interested in cooking? Are you interested in reading?
Just to follow on a little bit more on about attachment and linking it back to paticca samuppada. When we read about vedana, paccaya, tanha, three kinds of tanha here meant craving for sense objects and craving for bhava tanha. Or is this always associated with sasaditi? And the third one, craving for annihilation, is it always associated with ucheda ditti? Are the last two always ditti?
Are you talking about upadana or aswa or what?
I'm talking about vedana, paccaya, tanha.
Yes.
And I'm saying that six kinds of tanha through six doorways, and furthermore they can be differentiated into three groups: tanha for sense pleasure, tanha associated with sasata ditti, and the third one, ucheda ditti.
Okay. Now we are talking about kama tanha, bhava tanha, and vibhava tanha.
Yes.
Because we can classify tanha by many different ways, and this is the three tanha, which are kama tanha, bhava tanha, and vibhava tanha. So the kama tanha is the craving or attachment to sense object, and bhava tanha has two meanings. Okay. Attachment to beings or becoming, and attachment to Sasatatiti. And for the last one, Vipavatanha is only attachment with Uccetatiti.
Right. So here when it's referring to Bhava Tanha, it includes both the tanha with wrong view and without wrong view. Both meanings are referred, not just sasata ditti, but also bhava tanha, like the anagami still has bhava tanha, but not with wrong view, right? And when we read a bit later that bhava pachaya jati, dependent on existence, arises birth, can one say that here birth refers to all vipaka cittas or just to patisandhi citta or both?
Patisandhi citta of next life.
Patisandhi citta of next life, not all vipaka cittas, only patisandhi.
Including vipaka as well.
Or patisandhi and vipaka.
They cannot be just patisandhi citta without other vipaka cittas.
And when we read about birth, conditioning, decay and death, the decay and death, is it referring to the momentary decay and death of realities or in general?
In general.
In general. Thank you very much.
Otherwise it must be mentioned before.
In general, otherwise it must be mentioned before.
Before this chati. Even at the moment of the avicca patya sankhara, it's also temporarily.
Momentary.
Mm-hmm. Momentary.
Momentary. So here when you say in general, it's just referring to not to particular paramattha dharmas, but just to in general.
By way of sutta.
By way of sutta. By way of Sumuti Sancha.
By way of anyone who can understand it as Chara Marana.
Thank you very much.
I was reading this morning.
It's called The Four Wonderful Things. And it says in one part, people find pleasure in a life of restlessness, take delight in restlessness and enjoy it. And I thought, who would delight in restlessness?
It could be sweet from the very beginning.
Oh, okay. Yes, it's not very long. It's called The Four Wonderful Things. Monks, on the manifestation of a Tathagata, an Arahat, four wonderful, marvelous things are manifested. What four? Monks. Generally, people find pleasure in their attachments, take delight in their attachments, and enjoy them. But when the Dhamma of non-attachment is taught by a Tathagata, people wish to listen to it, give ear, and try to understand it. This first wonderful and marvelous thing appears on the manifestation of a Tathagata. People generally find pleasure in their pride, take delight in pride, and enjoy it. But when the Dhamma of the abolishment of pride is taught by a Tathagata, people wish to listen to it, give ear, and understand. This second wonderful and marvelous thing appears on the manifestation of a Tathagata. People generally find pleasure in a life of restlessness, take delight in restlessness and enjoy it. But when the calming Dhamma is taught by a Tathagata, people wish to listen and give ear and understand. This third wonderful and marvelous thing appears on the manifestation of a Tathagata. The fourth one. People generally live in ignorance, are blinded by ignorance and fettered by it. But when the Dhamma of the abolishment of ignorance is taught by a Tathagata, people wish to listen to it, give ear, and try to understand it. This fourth wonderful, marvelous thing appears on the manifestation of a Tathagata.
Are we not these people?
We are these people.
So we understand them?
I understand I'm one of those people, but I'm not. I don't find pleasure in restlessness.
Okay. Can one know that now when akusala citta arises, it's restless?
So is this the restlessness that accompanies attachment?
Any akusala moment.
Any akusala moment.
So you enjoy it? Restlessness?
I enjoy eating.
The
restlessness.
The restlessness. As it said, so true?
Well, yes, I guess I do.
Not only you.
it's actually translated in the back, anupassamon.
The Pali term.
The Pali word.
For restlessness.
It says uncalm.
Yes.
Is it the same as udaccha, anupassamon?
The same. Because we have to come to the 52 jetasikas, the method, there are different words. Very beautiful. Right?
I was just thinking when you were reading that it's so common to do that, to think that is the other, not me. And at this moment, maybe not, but many other moments, that is me.
But when there is no sound, any moment of akusala, restlessness is there. With lobha, with dosa, and with moha. What book is that?
It's a collection of wheel publications that I've had for many years. And as I said before, I don't read suttas because I'm unable to bring the sutta back to this present moment.
But is the sutta in the Anguttara Nikaya?
I'm just looking.
Why not?
Yeah, Anguttara Falls.
Anguttara Falls, I guess.
Why not? When you read sutta and you can't think that it's now or you?
Because it's not my habit yet.
I think that it's anyone at any time. Even what you just read.
I think what she means is it's not that she thinks she's different from anyone else, but applying the words of the sutta to
present
ordinary situation.
Why not? It's this moment. Why not? It's this moment when akusala citta arises, there is restlessness. But when there is the hearing of Dhamma, then we can see what is said is true.
Actually, we talked about this the other day, about rereading the Tripitaka in the light of Abhidhamma, so that even though it's not the habit, it's like with some understanding of Abhidhamma, it is read differently. It becomes very fresh and new.
Yes. And in each sutta, Satipatthana is implied, even if it is not mentioned.
Yes.
That helps too when you read the sutta. Makes it more alive.
I think it's because I can't always see that, Nina, that when I read, I have tried to apply the Satipatthana, but not all of them refer to Satipatthana in my understanding.
The connection's not always readily apparent.
Thank you.
But it's implied.
So should we look for the connection?
Better. You better look for the connection.
Or understand it. That's all.
Mm.
Because when you know that whatever sutta you read is about dharmas, understanding various dharmas, then I think it's easier to see that it's about Satipatthana.
Some people say that there are suttas which are very simple for people with less understanding. Like
us?
You mean just at a level of act behavior?
Act behavior, right.
Silavada Sutta, for example.
Is that for ourselves as well?
Yes, it is, but that's what we can get out of it. But it's not like the Buddha, when he taught it, he expected the listener to understand it on that level.
Okay, without any understanding of Satipatthana, or even it's about Satipatthana, one should have such understanding of habits in daily life as well.
But like Sarah said, it's all about dhammas.
Depending on the readers or the listeners.
You find the clue in the last sentence, in the Sigalovada Sutta, and you read on, and then you find it,
okay.
That it is on Satipatthana, on developing understanding. Even such sutras, it is in it.
Having access to the commentaries is a great help.
But it can be confusing too. I had some confusion the other day when a friend quoted Anatta Pindika with 500 lay people, followers, who the Buddha asked them to have some spiritual or mental retirement now and then. And then the commentary says, that's better than hunting and that you miss the goal to kill the animal because then you would have dosa. That's in the commentary, and I was really confused about it.
It is confusing. I mean, someone who normally hunts would be able to practice jhana.
Please say it again, or what is the point?
It's about a sutta where Anatta Pindika takes 500
friends
to go see the Buddha,
yes.
And the Buddha advises them to meditate.
To develop calm.
To develop samatha.
Yeah.
Really?
Samatha. Of course not always together with Satipatthana.
Is it mentioned samatha?
Yes.
Or what?
It says so. That's our friend quoted that one frequently.
I thought you said earlier it mentioned seclusion.
Yeah, like seclusion, but not to be like a monk.
So
referring to jhana.
No, not only giving and thinking of giving only, that's not enough.
Right, but it doesn't go on to say specifically mention samatha.
I think so. And that was the point our friend liked to stress.
Unless we have the text, we can't.
But then the commentary in the footnote of the English translation speaks about the hunting. The hunter, when you go hunting and you miss the animal and you have dosa, that's not a help, that's not good, it's better than to have calm. And I was really surprised.
Well, it's true, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. It is better to have Usala calm.
It is.
It is better to have Usala calm than dosa.
Just hunting. But I think that people were serious followers of Anatta Pindika. So I don't think they would go hunting.
Maybe they were. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe.
We don't know.
Did Anatta Pindika have only good friends?
Maybe not. Different ones.
But how would those few bad friends develop calm if it is natural for them to go hunting?
It's like what Kunashita just read, see, when they came to see Buddha.
So it's a real marvel that people go hunting and then they listen.
For a hunter, telling him to develop calm, as if he could do it naturally.
Is kusala citta not calm?
But as John was saying, it's talking about seclusion. So is it just talking about a moment?
As long as one can develop kusala higher and higher.
So in the end, it's just referring to a moment of calm?
Kusala moments
kusala
are calm, no matter what level.
No matter what level, what kind?
Dana, sila. And did they go for seclusion?
It doesn't say, does it?
I forgot really, but I looked it up and the friend said, here's an example of lay people developing jhana. I was surprised.
Who would leave their accumulation except Buddha himself?
Even it's jhana, that too has to be natural for them.
By the accumulations.
But it wasn't natural so far. They were
until he came to see Buddha.
They hadn't heard the Dhamma before.
I think so, because they were followers of Anatta Pindika. So together they would give and give and give dana all the time. And then the Buddha said, it's not enough, better retire, now and then.
And Buddha didn't tell Anatta Pindika himself to go away, see, or to live in the forest.
So what is possible for whoever according to their accumulations, the lay person or monk?
But the wording does more sound like, go do it.
Only Anatta Pindika's friend, but not Anatta Pindika himself.
He and his friend, I think.
Because Buddha knew about the other's accumulation, while Anatta Pindika didn't know.
Did Anatta Pindika develop any jhanas?
when and where in Tipitaka?
You thought that he was also included in the ones that were urged to
go? I think so.
Another Bindika himself?
But I would better look up the sutta to be sure.
I didn't bring it.
For anyone one day, not today or tomorrow, to become an arahata or to have no attachment at all,